You may have heard some people say that, I don't know what sin I committed, that nothing is working out, and my life is just full of problems, full of calamities. Now, let's ask ourselves, let's be genuine, let's be serious and sincere, and ask ourselves the questions that, is missing salah not a sin? Is hurting the feelings of fellow Muslims not a sin? Is disrespecting and disobeying parents not a sin? Is lying, cheating, stealing, deceiving, backbiting, being arrogant, having pride, showing off, is that not a sin? Is feeling that I am superior to others, others are inferior to me, are those not sins? Is it not a sin to not pay zakah, although it's due upon me? To not fast during Ramadan without any shari'i excuse? To not go for Hajj if that's due upon me? Are those not sins? Is it not a sin to consume riba, interest, usually, to usurp the properties, the wealth, or possessions of others? Are those not sins? Is it not a sin to backbite, to carry tales, to be jealous, to have false assumptions about other Muslims? Are those not sins? How about I start judging myself, that what sins am I committing to invite these problems into my life? List them down. Nobody else needs to know about it. You know about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. List them down and work on eradicating each one. And through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, watch how those blessings enter into your home, enter into your life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.